The high-stakes dispute between Woodside, which operates the Greater Sunrise gas field, and East Timor's government has come to a head. Negotiations over the development of the field have been deadlocked because of a disagreement about the location of a plant to process the gas. Today, Woodside announced its preferred option, a platform floating above the field rather than piping the gas for processing in Darwin. But East Timor has said before that it wouldn't accept such a plan. Sarah Everingham reports.
It was back in 2006 when Australia and East Timor agreed to equally split field royalties from the lucrative Greater Sunrise fields. But it was only today that the Greater Sunrise operator Woodside announced its plans for processing the gas. It wants to use a platform floating above the field rather than piping the gas to Darwin. The resources analyst Peter Strachan says floating LNG is new technology but is clearly the best option.
I think that the industry was really expecting that the floating solution would be come out trumps over the solution of piping the gas all the way to Darwin. I think that was really the logical, technical and financial solution for the partners.
Is this floating platform, is this new technology, is it?
It is new technology.
Is it the first time it's been done?
It will be the first time it's been done, but Shell is looking at a similar process at their Prelude project in the Carnarvon Basin. It's coming. There are a number of projects in the wing that will develop floating liquefied natural gas.
Woodside says that under an agreement between Australia and East Timor, it had to choose the most commercially viable plan. The Chief Executive Officer, Don Volte, says the Darwin option was rigorously assessed, as was a proposal to pipe the gas to East Timor to be processed at an onshore facility there. But some time ago, Woodside ruled out the East Timor option. Peter Strachan again.
They're going to build this project. It's going to be a $5 or $6 billion at a minimum expenditure, and Woodside's just not going to pluck that money out of the air. They'll have to go to a bank, and for the bank to approve the financing, the bank is going to look at the political risk, and the political risk is going to play very highly on their ability to lend funds to this project. And clearly, a floating facility or a facility, in fact, that went to Darwin would have a much lower political risk than one which was would see billions of dollars worth of the bank's money being spent in East Timor.
But East Timor's government argues Woodside never properly considered processing the gas in East Timor. In January, the government stepped up its rhetoric and said it wouldn't accept Woodside's development plan. Charles Shiner is a researcher at a development monitoring NGO in East Timor.
It's a very widely held view among the people and among the political leaders of all parties that the Greater Sunrise gas and oil field is Timor-Leste's largest natural resource and that resource needs to be used to the maximum benefit of this country.
Under the Greater Sunrise Treaty, both Australia and East Timor have to approve the plan for processing the gas. In a statement, Australia's Resources Minister Martin Ferguson says Australia will consider Woodside's plan. The Northern Territory Chief Minister Paul Henderson is disappointed.
I've had a discussion with Don Volte this morning, the chairman and CEO of Woodside Australia, and Don Volte has said to me very strongly today there will be significant economic and business benefits and opportunities for territory business.
East Timor's government is yet to respond to today's announcement by Woodside. It remains to be seen if the country's government will match its words with actions. The analyst Peter Strachan says East Timor might decide to leave the gas in the ground in a bid to find a better deal, but will have to put up a good argument to do that.
It may well be that the East Timorese will dig their feet in and want to have processing onshore in East Timor. I'm not sure whether they can actually do that under the terms of the treaty that East Timor has with Australia.
If all the parties don't agree on a location for processing the gas by 2013, the Treaty on Greater Sunrise between Australia and East Timor could collapse.
Sarah Everingham.